Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
I love Houston. I love the stadium. I love the fans. I just love the atmosphere.
Sports Radio 610.
Texans not in the playoffs, but the Texans are the center of the headlines when it comes to the NFL. For all the wrong reasons, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Lights. The pickings are getting slimmer when it comes to the next head coach of the Houston Texans. The drama surrounding whether they could trade Deshaun Watson is intensifying. Maybe a little bit more substance there than we originally thought. But other than that, not much going on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is Reaction Monday. So here's what we know about the coaching search with the Houston Texans. Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Arthur Smith in Atlanta. Jets got Robert Saleh. Detroit's going to hire Dan Campbell. Brandon Staley, who we thought had a chance to be the Texans' next coach, he decides to go to Los Angeles, which leaves two spots open, Philadelphia and Houston. The Texans interviewed Leslie Frazier yesterday. They're going to interview David Coley today. But does anyone want this job? That is the question, John Lopez.
Man, you touched on a lot there. Does anyone want this job? The fact that there's a little bit, there are a few embers to the Deshaun, perhaps remarkably getting traded. There are a few embers there that seem to be legit. The fact that the Texans and Deshaun Watson and Cal McNair and Jack Easterby are the center of the NFL universe, even after divisional playoff weekend. Here's where I'm going to start, because this is going to be the overriding theme for me until there's another shoe that falls, and we know a little bit more about what's going on. This is just not right. I don't mean to be, you know, getting too deep into, what is right and what is wrong and how people should act and behavioral patterns and, things like that. But this is just not right that the Texans are in this position. It is so angering and depressing at once that this is even the topic in Houston and around the NFL. It should not, we all thought, well, this shouldn't happen. It's just not right that it happened. This is wrong. The Texans are doing things wrong at some level, and they have to fix that. It's incredible that this is where they are accepting that they are.
The question for me is, how do you fix it? Can it be fixed? Because if Deshaun Watson has issues with Jack Easterby, there is a solution there. You either minimize him or you get his ass out of town. That's easy. Now, if his issues with Cal McNair, that's where it gets more difficult, because you can't fire the owner. And I think that's the question that needs to be answered. How do you fix this? Because I think if the reports are true and the issue is with Cal McNair, then I mean, that makes it a little bit more difficult. But one thing is for certain, regardless of how you feel, regardless of whether or not there's, people are out for blood, whether it's past employees, whether it's national media types, which I think there is some of. I do think that national media types have it out for the Texans, but I think the Texans have brought it out themselves. But the reality is Kyle McNair, in his era as owner of the Houston Texans, he's failed. And I think that he has to realize that he has failed. And what he has done early on as an owner has failed his father. Mm-hmm. It has failed the organization. It has failed the city. And it has failed his franchise quarterback. So he needs to look in the mirror and he needs to figure out, how do I fix this? Because he's the one that's going to have to fix it. And if Deshaun Watson puts Cal's feet to the fire and he says it's Jack Easterby or me, or he says I want to hire the next coach, what is Cal McNair going to do? What is his decision? Because make no mistake about it, and I don't even think Cal McNair can disagree with this, he has failed as the owner of the Houston Texans, as the man who took over for Bob McNair. Yeah. There is no debating that.
There is none. That's kind of why I'm saying that this is wrong. This is just wrong that you are here. And you've said a few times that, you know, if you fire Jack Easterby, or he can, you know, be put in his place. That's not possible at this point. He will not. I've been kind of pushing back on your point there, you know, that he'll be, you know, put him in his place. Maybe he can be held at arm's length. I don't believe that's the case, but it's gotten to the point where it's not any longer just Jack Easterby that is the problem. It Deshaun Watson, by multiple reports, has a problem with Cal McNair. Remember last week I said this has become a Cal McNair story. Well, before I even said that, Deshaun Watson knew that it was a Cal McNair story. So it's not, you can't fire the owner, so there's an impasse. So Deshaun Watson is uncomfortable with playing for the Houston Texans.
I think there's two things with Cal McNair here, and this is the problem that Cal McNair is going to have. Number one, I think he's an easy target because he comes across as weak. And if this is a power play by Deshaun Watson to maybe bring in free agents or maybe have more input, which is what every athlete wants, Cal McNair is coming across as weak, to where if it's Deshaun's camp releasing this stuff, whoever it is, it's going to keep coming because Cal McNair is coming off as a weak owner. Now, if Cal McNair decides to trade Deshaun Watson, there are consequences there as well. Not only do you lose a franchise quarterback, but you lose any respect from anyone that comes in here. That means that any player who ever wants anything is going to be able to force his way out, and you're going to be looked at as weak. So even if you get rid of Deshaun Watson, it's not like Cal McNair can just wipe his hands and say, all right, there it is. You establish yourself as weak. He's got to be better. He's got to figure this out, or else this is going to get way, way worse with or without Deshaun Watson. That's the problem that Cal McNair faces. That's the problem that this organization faces, is that he's coming across as a very weak owner. And he's got to do something here. He's got to right this ship, and he's got to figure out how to do it. He's put Nick Caserio in a tough spot because Nick Caserio has come here, and this has nothing to do with Nick Caserio as far as being able to run an organization, but Nick Caserio has a job to do, and as soon as Nick Caserio comes to this job, he's having to answer questions about Jack Easterby. He has an unhappy quarterback, and he's got to be like, where the hell do I go from here? What exactly can I do? But the leadership at the top of this organization, whether you want to look at Cal, whether you want to work at Easterby or look at Easterby, it's been awful. It's very, very flawed, and that is the main issue that we're facing here. That is the main issue that we are dealing with here in H-Town.
Anyone who's a general manager or a head coach candidate in the NFL, really any organization, any sport, but in the NFL, the first thing they ask other people that they know, people who have been in the building or whatever, is, what is ownership like? How will ownership help me do my job, help me build a winner there? Adam Schefter tweeted this yesterday, that, or was it this morning? Either way, that the Houston Texans today are the least desirable destination in the NFL.
I think that's been said for a while, right?
Not the app. Maybe the, you know, it was, we thought it was the second best job available just a month ago. You know, and now it is the least, according to Adam Schefter, the least desirable job in the NFL. So I started looking and asking myself this question. So I'll ask you, is the Jets a more desirable job than Houston right now? Yes, absolutely, because of ownership. Are the Bengals a more desirable destination? Yes. Jaguars? Yes. These are the dregs of football right now. Normally considered the dregs of football, and they're a better place to go. Eagles, yes, that's a more desirable place. I mean, just name a team. Falcon, all of them. He's right. This is number 32 in terms of places you want to work if you're a head coach, potential NFL head coach, because of Cal McNair. This is, in fact, a Cal McNair story.
I think if we look at this coaching situation, it's just crazy how many bumps there have been and how many changes there have been in the appeal of it just in the last 2 weeks that it's been open, that they've officially been able to go out there and hire guys. I think that's the crazy thing as we look at this job. And I think at where we are right now, I think guys that we initially liked to be the head coach, I think we can chalk a lot of them off the list. And I'm looking at Joe Brady. I thought maybe a couple weeks ago Joe Brady would be a good fit for Deshaun Watson. I think he could do some good work with Deshaun Watson. But a 31-year-old first-time head coach does not need to come in this situation. So I can mark Joe Brady off my list of guys that need to come here. Quite honestly, he's off. Brian Daboll, it looked like he was going to go to Los Angeles. Instead, they hired Brandon Staley. I don't think you can hire Brian Daboll. And quite honestly, I have my reservations about Brian Daboll because Josh Allen's doing stuff that I don't think you can coach, and he's taking way more of an ass-kicking than most quarterbacks can take. So Brian Daboll, if Jack Easterby hires Brian Daboll, who has the same agent as he and Caserio, I think that's a disaster. So I'm crossing Brian Daboll off of my list. Matt Eberflus actually interviewed for the gig, and Deshaun Watson has said some good things about Matt Eberflus. Mm-hmm. I like Matt Eberflus. I think that's potentially a good hire, so I'm leaving Matt Eberflus on the list. Eric Bieniemy. I think Eric Bieniemy is starting to get a little bit more momentum, and he might make a little bit more sense. I don't know what Eric Bieniemy's offense is going to look like without Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid is the overseer of that offense, and I don't know what it's going to look like. But the qualities about Eric Bieniemy that I've always liked, and I think the best sales pitch for Eric Bieniemy, and Wade Smith has made it, is that the Mike Tomlin factor, the it factor, the ass kicker, the take no crap from anybody, the alpha male, the badass, the stay the hell out of my locker room type of guy. I think Eric Bieniemy right now, again, I don't know what the offense is going to look like, but I think if you look at Eric Bieniemy now just based on what this organization needs because you can't fire Cal McNair, they need a guy that's going to go up there and he's going to say, F everybody else, it's us against the world. And if you look at the interviews that they're having right now, the Texans, a lot of them don't make sense or wouldn't excite people. Leslie Frazier interviewed yesterday. He actually worked with Bieniemy from 2007 to 2010 in Minnesota. David Coley with the Baltimore Ravens. He worked with Eric Bieniemy from 2013 to 2016. I think selling Eric Bieniemy as an offensive guru, not saying he can't become one, but it's going to be a huge obstacle for Eric Bieniemy. But based on the process that's gone on, I think you can cross off guys that made sense 2 weeks ago. And I think a hard-ass, no-nonsense type of guy like Eric Bieniemy today makes more sense than he did before. What that means for the offense, I have no idea, but it just seems to make more sense. And if you look at these interviews, maybe Leslie Frazier, I don't know his contract situation, maybe he comes over. Maybe David Coley gets an offensive coordinator position, the Ravens coach. But if you look at these guys, they've spent like half a decade with Eric Bieniemy, and Eric Bieniemy is kind of the guy that you heard Cal McNair say he's not going to be an introvert. Eberflus is an introvert. Eric Bieniemy ain't no introvert. He's more of an extrovert. So I think that the signs could point more to Eric Bieniemy now than they ever have. And I think that would make a lot of people happy.
I think it definitely would make a lot of people happy. I think it'd make Deshaun Watson happy. I also think a couple of things. Number one, I have a higher regard for his play calling and his involvement in the Chiefs offense than you do, but that's just opinion, your opinion and my opinion. Let's set that aside. He's going to interview for the Eagles job, Eric Bieniemy. That's out there. That tells me that Andy Reid picked up the phone. And so that would, to me, lessen the odds of him coming to Houston.
Well, that tells me that they had Andy Reid and then they had Doug Peterson and maybe they just go with Bieniemy because it's the same type of offense. That's really what that tells me.
Right, but I'm saying I don't think he gets that interview with Philadelphia unless Andy Reid went to bat for him. And that kind of gives Philadelphia the edge is my point as far as Bieniemy is concerned. So I think the odds are a little lower on Bieniemy also because Jack Easterby is in this building and – you talk about oil and water not mixing. I think that's oil and water, Eric Bieniemy and Jack Easterby. You tell me Easterby's out and Cal's going to try to fix things on his own by bringing in Bieniemy, then I think it's a better chance.
I don't know that Easterby's ever going to be out.
Right.
That's
the problem.
That's the one thing I'm just not seeing. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 6'10". Deshaun Watson, the drama is intensifying. Could Cal McNair do the unthinkable? Could Deshaun Watson actually be traded? If so, is there any deal that makes sense? Reaction Monday continues next.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Texans are dominating the headlines despite not even being in the postseason. By the way, another team advances to the AFC Championship game this weekend, the Buffalo Bills. That makes it 12 out of 16 teams that have made the AFC Championship game since 2002 when the Texans became an organization. Cleveland almost became the 13th.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Not a good tradition. And then you have these reports about Deshaun Watson. Here is Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network talking about Deshaun Watson potentially being traded away from the Houston Texans.
So as these rumors have percolated, as more and more people have talked about what is going to happen with Deshaun Watson, teams have started calling, as you would expect, saying, hey, is this guy actually available? Could we actually trade for Deshaun Watson? Now, a couple things I want to say first that are important. First of all, the owner, Cal McNair, and no one inside the Texans organization has actually said they would trade Deshaun Watson. He has also not asked for a trade. However, that has not stopped teams from calling, and it hasn't stopped people from speculating. And as we try to figure out what is going to happen with Deshaun Watson, are the Texans actually going to trade him? Teams are trying to find out, too, and they've started making phone calls.
I don't know that there's any coming back from trading Deshaun Watson if you're Cal McNair. I mean, I think if you're going to do that, you got to have volleyball-sized coconuts. Mm-hmm. You've got to be willing to let those things hang. I don't think there is any way Cal McNair comes back from that. And quite honestly, we haven't heard Deshaun Watson say that he wants to be traded yet. So I'm going to take it with a grain of salt until we actually hear Deshaun Watson come out and say, I want to be traded, I want out. But he has not said that yet. And Mike Florio yesterday on Football Night in America kind of laid out why Deshaun Watson hasn't said that and gave a little more insight into why Deshaun Watson might be disappointed with the organization.
Yeah, the tension's very real. It was known that Deshaun Watson had recommended that the Texans interview Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. That request initially was ignored. I'm told that Watson also recommended that they interview former 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, who's since been hired by the Jets. That was also ignored. They're the only team that had a vacancy that didn't interview Robert Saleh. Watson views that as a sign of disrespect. He's not yet asked for a trade, but it's moving in that direction. He hasn't done it because he knows once he says those words, he's past the point of no return.
Those got to be the softest requests I've ever heard. That seems more like common sense, like interviewing those two guys. I'm not saying hire those two guys, but just interviewing those two guys, if that's what makes the franchise quarterback upset, that sounds more like a demand for common sense than some sort of LeBron James or James Harden-like demand.
He didn't say hire these guys. He said he'd like for you to interview these guys. So why are you saying no to your franchise quarterback? And here's the other point. It goes back to what I said about this is the least desirable job in the NFL. Forget opening. Least desirable job. That's not even really opinion if you look at some of the hires already. Because Robert Saleh, you would think, would be pretty darn interested in coming to Houston and getting Deshaun Watson. Same thing with Brandon Staley. Same thing with Urban Meyer. Same thing with Arthur Smith. So these guys who were at the top of the list before anybody really started officially interviewing people didn't come here. That's a message. You said something else that I think is really at the core of everything here. You said in order to trade Deshaun Watson that they're going to – that Cal McNair would have to have huge coconuts. Maybe. Or maybe – he's Tommy Boy, as has been reported, is kind of the nickname that people are giving him at NRG Stadium. In other words, gullible. In other words, over his skis far too much, way out of his element. So he's either, if he's entertaining these things. And by the way, don't even take calls. The fact that they're even taking calls is bad enough for Deshaun Watson. This is Deshaun Watson. People are protesting at NRG Stadium as we speak. The fact that this is even happening, you say, oh, Deshaun, no, thank you. See ya. Click. The fact that they're even doing that is a sign.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
We have an interview. We have an interview. The NFL, the rule was pretty effed up to begin with, but the NFL has changed the rule. And as a result, the Houston Texans are set to do a virtual interview with, we started out the show saying, I said all signs are pointing to Eric Bieniemy. The Texans are set to do an interview virtually today with Eric Bieniemy of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is going to be interviewed by the Texans today.
That's good news. I'm glad he's going to be in via Zoom with the Houston Texans interviewing. This comes down to two teams because the NFL relaxed its rule for candidates that are still in the playoffs that you can interview them now via Zoom if the teams are the teams that they are currently on are you know accept that. So Eric Bieniemy, he's going to interview with the Texans today via Zoom, which is really good news. It's going to speed up the process. I think Philadelphia is on that list as well. Well, they are, and I think they're going to be interviewing him as well. I just personally feel Philadelphia has the edge on Bieniemy, but hey, you never know.
I don't know if Philadelphia is going to want to go back to, you know, the Andy Reid thing, considering they just fired Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl there. And I don't know that as much as, you know, we talk about the problems here with ownership, Doug Peterson, who knows Eric Bieniemy, did just leave Philadelphia because he couldn't get along with ownership and he was tired of being told what to do. So I think if Bieniemy can come in here and we can debate the Kansas City role and all that, but I think the most important asset that Eric Bieniemy has right now is, number one, I think he would unite the fan base. And number two, he's that hard-ass alpha extrovert.
That's the difference.
That they need. They need that hard-ass extrovert, and that's something anything you're going to say about Houston and the problem here, it would be the same problems in Philadelphia because apparently they want to tell coaches what to do there as well. So it's not like Philadelphia has some sort of edge when it comes to that. They have the same questions, and they just ran off someone that Bieniemy knows well that comes from that Andy Reid coaching tree.
I think there's two things that are key with Philadelphia and Eric Bieniemy. Number one, Jeff Lurie thinks that Andy Reid hanged the moon. You know, and so if Andy Reid is going to bat for Eric Bieniemy, that's going to be a big boost for Bieniemy to Philadelphia. The second thing is more important, and you just touched on it. Hugely different personality from Doug Peterson. So Eric Bieniemy is going to come in there and be that leader of men that Philly wants, and obviously the Texans need as well, but maybe that's a little softer landing spot for him.
Eric Bieniemy going to do an interview with the Houston Texans today virtually, so there is that. There is some good news amidst all of this drama. I'm assuming that Nick Caserio is going to run the interview. I don't know who else is going to be in there. I would, if it were up to me, if Cal McNair called me, and he's damn sure not going to call me, and he asked me, Landry, what would you do with this Bieniemy interview? I would say, you just stay in the background. You and Jack Easterby, matter of fact, go have some lunch. Maybe go have some ice cream or something like that. Do what y'all got to do.
I'm a people person.
And let Nick Caserio run this interview with Eric Bieniemy. You guys just stay out of the way because, quite honestly, I don't know that those guys can execute the interview the right way, and I think you just need to let the football guy make the football decisions. If there's anything that Cal McNair has learned here, it's let football guys make decisions. Not Bill O'Brien and not some character coach that decided he wanted to play make-believe football guy for a year. Let Nick Caserio conduct this interview and let Nick Caserio decide if Eric Bieniemy is the guy that he wants to hire. But I do think if you look at all of these interviews, Coley from the Baltimore Ravens, who coached with Eric Bieniemy for a few years, and Leslie Frazier, who coached with Bieniemy a few years, I think it's possible that these guys are being interviewed and we could see these guys on Bieniemy's staff. I think all signs are pointing to this. I think you can cross Joe Brady off the list because this is not a job for a first-time head coach that's a little bit passive. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Eberflus, what they thought of their interview with him, but I think all signs are kind of pointing to Eric Bieniemy coming in here and being the coach of the Houston Texans. I think it's very, very clear. If you asked me a week ago, would I be pro-Eric Bieniemy? Do I think Eric Bieniemy would be the perfect guy for the job? I would have said no. 2 weeks before that, I would have said hell no. But with how this is shaping up right now, I think Eric Bieniemy is what they need with this organization because they need someone who's going to tell someone to shut the bleep up, and that is Eric Bieniemy.
What's that last thing you said?
Shut the bleep up.
Okay. All right. You're right. They do. You're right. I would love Eric Bieniemy here. I'm hoping it is him. Jack Easterby's going to be in on this interview. 100%. We know that he's been in on the interviews and the flights and all that stuff with the general managers. They were bringing him in to introduce candidates before they even hired Caserio. There is no way Jack Easterby will not be in on this. And that's where it's going to get a little bit hard. I mean, it's going to be hard to sell Easterby on Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy is getting an interview in the coming minutes. Also at NRG, there's a little bit of a protest for Jack Easterby. We're going to go on the ground.
Uh-oh, boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground at the Jack Easterby protest going on at NRG. I heard the cops have been called, so it is getting a little bit crazy over there. We're going to go on the ground there, and I have a question that Cal McNair needs to answer. I think if you told me I had one question for Cal McNair, I think this is the one question that he needs to answer, and I think it would tell us a lot. We'll give that to you. Boots on the ground next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Well, Jack's very gifted in a lot of different areas. And those areas will be things that Nick will need as he moves into his role as GM. It won't be roster. It won't be free agency. You know, like I said before, those are the GM jobs that Nick is doing. And he will look to Jack to do some of these other things that Jack has done really well in the past.
This is my problem with that. And that's Cal McNair at the press conference two Fridays ago. This is my problem with that. And this is the one question that Cal McNair needs to answer. This needs to be answered. Mm-hmm. If Nick Caserio wanted to fire Jack Easterby, could he? Would he be allowed to? Because when Cal McNair goes up there at the press conference and says, before Nick Caserio has even said a word, that Jack Easterby is going to be a part of things, it makes me wonder if when you said the next GM would be able to decide Jack Easterby's fate, it makes me wonder if you were telling the truth or if that was just a lie. I think it's safe to say Nick Caserio went to that press conference. He might have read the article, and I think he was even surprised based on the reaction that he was getting and everything that's happened since what's happened. He didn't even get a honeymoon phase as the general manager of the Houston Texans. Normally when you hire a GM, there's at least like a couple days of, all right, let's see what this guy's got. He didn't even get that.
No.
So my question to Cal McNair would be, straight up, if Nick Caserio wanted to fire Jack Easterby, would he be allowed to?
I don't think so. And you just answered the point there. And oh, by the way, you heard that quote. It won't be roster regarding Easterby's impact. It won't be roster. It won't be free agents. So why would he be involved in these interviews with potential coaches?
I hope he's not.
I hope he's not.
But for real, Cal.
I have my doubts.
Cal, help me out. And I want you to go on record here because I think that Cal McNair is keeping Easterby around. I do not think that it really is Nick Caserio's job. I don't think any GM would have been able to make that decision based on what Cal McNair has said. He has not said Nick Caserio decided to keep him. He has listed all the things and he said he will work with Nick. So that looks like yet another lie. So I ask you again, Cal McNair, if Nick Caserio wanted to fire Jack Easterby, would he be allowed to do that?
Maniac on the floor, and I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
That's not an answer.
That was Tommy Boy.
It's not an answer.
That was Tommy Boy.
Come on, Cal. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I think that's the one question that needs to be answered. Could Nick Caserio make that fire? Down the street, Kirby, we're looking at NRG right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is apparently a protest going on. The people want Jack Easterby to be held accountable. There's a hashtag, I stand with four or something like that.
I stand with Deshaun.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Someone on the ground there, Ruben Calvillo of 713 Sports is out there. I just want to touch base and see what's going on out there. Ruben, what's going on out there at the protest? Set the scenes for us.
We are trying to get Cal McNair. We are trying to put him on notice that we actually give a damn about this franchise. We don't like the way he conducted the hiring of Nick Caserio. We don't like the fact that we're worrying about if we're going to have a franchise quarterback in the next coming weeks. We want Kyle McNaught that we actually care about this team and that he's just not doing a good job right now.
Ruben Calvillo out there at the NRG protest, and the obvious question is, you say we, how many are we? What is the turnout there?
Right now, we're about 20 people deep. More are coming. Right now, we are outside of Lefty's Cheesesteak, Deshaun's restaurant, with KPRC News here, and we're going to go at 11 to NRG and just protest.
Okay. What are y'all hoping to accomplish here?
We're just hoping that Kyle McNair just notices us, because right now we feel like we're not being heard. Right now we feel like, you know, like our opinions doesn't matter, and that day and age has come to an end. You know, we now have platforms where we could say what we like and what we don't like. Right now we're upset.
All right. There we go. Ruben, keep fighting the good fight, man. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll check
all
in
right,
with
man.
You. We'll check in
all
with
right.
you a
Eight
little bit later.
Till I drown, baby.
There all we right. go. All That's right. Ruben Calvillo. There is a protest going on. Jack Easterby and Kyle McNair. And by the way, the 5-0 got called, too. 5-0
oh, really?
On the sidewalk. Yeah, shout out to the 5-0 fighting the good fight. Apparently, they want them on the sidewalk. So they don't want them on the property, the bull. Right. They want them on the sidewalk.
Do you think anyone from the Texans will come outside and either say something or explain to them to be patient or anything along those lines?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. And honestly, I think Jack Easterby needs to look in the mirror and realize he's never going to be liked in this town.
Ever.
There's never anything that's going to happen
ever
that is going to lead to people liking Jack Easterby. So he has two options. You got two options, Jack Easterby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Option number one is quit. Leave. Go away. Collect a check. Get the hell out of town. That's option number one. Option number two, develop some thick skin. Develop that Jerry Jones, any news is good news, thick skin. And don't give a damn. Those are your only two options. You're never going to be liked in this town. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I'm not saying that to... I'm not pulling that out of my butt and saying it. You are never, ever, 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 ever going to be liked in this town. And Kyle McNair, the longer that you keep Jack Easterby around, just realize that the consequences of that are that the chances of you ever being liked in this town are going to be lower and lower. There's still hope for Cal. Cal mm-hmm. could still fire Easterby, hire the right guy, and we could go about this business as usual. But just know that there are consequences. And it could just be a few news stories every once in a while from Sports Illustrated or ESPN or something like that. And maybe you go out there, you ball out, you win on the field, and you don't care. But just know, Jack Easterby will never be liked here, and the longer that he's in that building, the less likely it is that Kyle McNair is going to be liked in this city as well. Am I overstepping my boundaries? You've been here longer than me, OG. Am I overstepping my boundaries?
No, Kyle McNair is as much of the story as anything right now. We played that Tommy Boy audio. That's what they call him in the building, man.
According to the Sports Illustrated article that dropped Saturday.
The owner of the Houston Texans. They call him Tommy Boy in his own building. That's all you need to know.
Tommy Boy did save the company at the end, though.
He did.
He did save the company. Did. Spoiler alert. Sorry to all you people who haven't
Dan
seen
Aykroyd
it.
Dan Aykroyd bought a bunch of breaks.
He did.
And then he went with Priscilla Presley and had a good time.
Man, she was hot.
She was
smoking.
Well, I mean,
Tommy Boy.
You think?
Tommy Boy's stepmom was
Elvis's
smoking.
Wife, dude. I mean.
Wait. What?
Priscilla Presley.
That was the stepmom in Tommy Boy?
That was Elvis's wife, first wife.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Did not. Seen the movie many times. Yeah. Did not
She
know
was
that.
Really hot. You think? Elvis married her. Elvis had more than Wilt.
You know what? Elvis was a sellout, if we're being honest.
Come on.
I watched the documentary the other day on HBO. He was a sellout. He knows that.
About what?
Colonel sold him out. He basically just hoed himself out for movies. I'm educated.
Oh, he made money. Is what you're saying.
No, but Elvis was not happy.
Oh, no. Some of the movies were bad.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Actually, the Colonel sold him out. I know a lot about Elvis.
Yeah.
He signed a contract that he didn't know he had to do all those bad movies. That wasn't Elvis's fault. He was just making some scratch, going home to Priscilla.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I can't get over the stepmom and Tommy Boy. You sure that was Priscilla Presley?
Or was it Bo Derek?
Yeah, I don't think it was Tommy's stepmother was Bo Derek. Yeah,
Bo Derek?
Yeah, Bo Derek. She was looking good.
I thought it was Priscilla Presley.
Not looking good.
But Priscilla Presley was.
It was Bo Derek.
Was Elvis.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know where you pulled that. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You and Sean, y'all don't appreciate Tommy Boy very much.
I love Tommy Boy.
Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop on Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, man, what's up, Lance?
What's up, man?
Landry, I'm going to get back to you later because, man, you got me laughing and mad at the same time. But earlier, the conversation was about Cal McNair looking weak. Let me preface this by saying I don't want the situation at all. I don't like what Cal McNair is doing with Easterby, and I don't like Easterby there. But Cal McNair has firmly planted his stake inside of the ground. The one person who is looking weak right now, and I'm beginning to lose patience with him, is Deshaun Watson. You know, screw all of this passive-aggressive, obscure tweets and stuff. Say, man, I come from an era where you do what you got to do as a man. I mean, we don't go out there and, you know, tweet that I'm feeling this way and nobody don't know what you're talking about and stuff. You're mad and all that. Man, if you want to be traded, the way I look at it is almost like poker. Harry has already said, hey, man, this my move right here. It's your move right now. He didn't firmly put it on, inside of the app. And the son Watson is still playing pickaboo and stuff. And, you know, it was all fun and games with Andre Johnson coming out there and did something. And I love that, man. I love that a whole lot. But this owner right here, he's not backing down. He's not backing down at all. Landry, when it comes to you, man, you just made me laugh. I had to pull over. I'm pulled over on 521 right now, deep in Rocheron, because you just said, I was like, man, for like 3 weeks, man, Landry was kind of against the enemy. Not against the enemy, but you was throwing out credible things that you had issues.
Right.
And I disagreed with you. But now what you like the enemy for, I'm like, holy crap, man. Wait a minute. Did we just leave this whole situation? What I'm getting at is, Lancer, you was talking about we need a coach that's going to tell somebody F you or, you know, screw you. Say, man, did we just leave that?
Oh, gosh.
Did we just leave a coach like that?
Oh, no. That's interesting. That it is interesting that you say that, Lamont, and you bring up some very good points there. Bill O'Brien would tell people F you and it didn't work out. Just hopefully Eric Bieniemy is a better coach. I just think at this point with how things have shaped up, you can't bring in a Joe Brady. It doesn't make sense. You need kind of that alpha, and I think Wade Smith's done the best job selling Bieniemy as like a Mike Tomlin leader of men type. I think selling him as like a QB guru there's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot different for Eric Bieniemy without Andy Reid and without the supporting cast he has in Kansas City. But I do think that it would be nice to see him try to figure that out. But I do think the alpha male, the FU, the PR, I think it would be good PR to bring in Bieniemy. And I think they do need an alpha male. But he is right. It is very Bill O'Brien-like, which brings me to this. If they did hire a guy like a Leslie Frazier or something like that, they should have never gotten rid of Bill O'Brien. Because Bill O'Brien was a way better NFL head coach than Leslie Frazier was.
Well, stick a pin in that because I think that's a valid point. Let me go to what Lamont said. First of all, regarding Eric Bieniemy and being an FU kind of guy, there's different kinds of – there's a gray area in the kind of FU kind of guy people are. Bill O'Brien was abrasive and certainly bothered a lot of people. I think Bieniemy is one of those that still rallies guys but is just very direct. You know what I mean? There's a real gray area there.
Deshaun has spoken.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we just heard from someone at the protest, our man Ruben Calvillo. Deshaun Watson has spoken. Here's what the quarterback had to say, quote, "I'm hearing there is a march planned on my behalf in Houston today. Although I am humbled, I ask that whoever is organizing the march cancel for the sake of public safety. COVID is spreading at a high rate, and I don't want any fans to unnecessarily expose themselves to infection."
All right, so Deshaun Watson is clearly listening to us because he heard our interview with Ruben. So, Deshaun, while we have your attention. No, I'm dead serious. I mean, he got that from us.
Shout out to Loophole Deshaun.
No, that's pretty sweet. and he's been here. You know, he's one of us. While we have your attention, it goes to Lamont's point. You know, Lamont said, why hasn't Deshaun spoken? I think Deshaun is handling this perfectly. He's letting the Texans dig their own hole here. You know, they keep trying to cover one hole with dirt from another hole they just dug. And that's awful. That's just really, really awful that they're doing that. Deshaun's kind of sitting back and playing it the right way. So Lamont said, why hadn't he spoken? That also leads me to, why hasn't Easterby spoken? That's more important.
What if Deshaun Watson, who just broke the silence, is pleased because Bienemy is being interviewed today? What if Deshaun Watson is starting to feel things around here and he don't want no smoke with Easterby and Cal McNair? What if the news that came down today during the show that Bienemy was going to be interviewed virtually satisfied Deshaun Watson? And while we've seen Deshaun Watson kind of throw some flames in the Houston Texans' direction via his camp and via disgruntled Adam Schefter and all these other guys, what if Deshaun Watson is now pleased and he don't want no drama? Because like I said to start the show, he sees the writing on the wall that Eric Bieniemy, the alpha, is going to be the head coach of the Houston Texans.
I'm running it like Eric Bieniemy.
Or what if he, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, cares about the safety of people during a global pandemic? Well, I'm just saying.
Well, he did have a lefties thing and not wear a mask. He did get fined for not wearing the mask.
Who gave him that fine? Where'd he get that? Who in that building prompted that fine?
Let me just speak generally before we get into those types of specifics.
I think Deshaun.
Figured you hit the wrong button?
I did.
Deshaun is minimizing the blow. Deshaun is starting to look out for the organization. Deshaun don't want no drama. Deshaun knows that Eric Bieniemy is coming. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I would like to hear.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And it's a cute story. I would like to hear from Deshaun.
You just did.
No, more directly about this. But to Lamont's point, I think Deshaun, number one, is handling it just right. Number two, I don't think he has to speak. It's pretty clear how he feels, and reporters are getting very good, reliable inside information. I would like to hear him speak, nevertheless. Jack Easterby has to speak. Jack Easterby cannot be hiding under a rock anymore. He can't be behind the curtain as a puppet master anymore. He needs to come out and speak. It's too much noise. And you're making your owner look like Tommy Boy.
713-572-4610. Eric Bieniemy being interviewed today. Deshaun Watson telling the protesters at NRG to go back home. Business picking up. We're only an hour in, and business is picking up. Speaking of Jack Easterby, can I please say a prayer for the loopholes? Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.